Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
He's doing better. He'll be out here today at practice doing some stuff. See where we're at.
Has he been cleared for contact?
Yeah, well, he's cleared for to throw. So that's what he's going to do today is throw.
He'll be limited, technically.
Limited, yeah.
What does he need to do to get cleared for contact at this point, and how does that
Whenever the doctors tell me he's cleared, right now he's able to throw, so that's what we're going to do.
So does he go, is there like a day where he has to go back and get checked where he can get cleared to for contact part
yeah,
of it?
Yeah, I mean, I think he gets evaluated pretty much every day. So, when they tell me he's cleared, that's when he'll be cleared.
Is it your impression that he has to be symptom free to start that clearance process?
Yeah, I'll just say when the doctors and the trainers tell me that he's ready to go, that's when he'll be ready to go.
Brian, the update that NBC gave on his injury and like how he was feeling it into his shoulder, does that reflect it's more serious than we initially understood?
Or? No, I mean, he's out here today. He'll be throwing, Pat, and I would say, he's eager to come back and he wants to play. Right. But obviously, just like any player, if they're not ready to play, based on the doctor's evaluation, we won't put him out there, but he's getting better. That's why we're going to have him out here today.
Is he going to take team reps today, Brian?
No, he's going to come out here. He'll throw, do some individual. He could do some stuff in the on the look team as a quarterback. But we'll see. We'll see where we're at with that. But he can do that.
James, are you convinced the season is not over?
Who's
James?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's not over.
When he's healthy, he's definitely your starting quarterback. Yeah. Correct.
Yep.
How about Andrew Thomas?
Andrew Thomas will not participate, but he is getting better. He's going to be doing stuff with the trainers. He's getting closer. I'd say same with the other guys, too. The guys, the people that won't practice, just FYI, are Evan. He won't practice his ankle. Parrott, John Michael, Andrew, and Wandell with his knee, which is kind of a preventative thing coming off the game.
John Michael, what happened there? What's going on? Like, is that
he's got a shoulder.
And that is that, so he hasn't practiced in 2 weeks, still not practicing today, I mean?
Has not practiced, no. And won't practice today.
And Neil, is that?
His ankle.
I mean, he played.
Yeah, so played, it's swollen a little bit, yeah. So we're going to rehab him.
Schmidt's an IR candidate?
Don't think so.
Is Justin now your starting left tackle?
Yeah, we'll see. We got a bunch of new guys today. So replace one Josh with another Josh. We have Pew. Tyree's back. So a lot of new faces today that we'll put in there and start working with.
How do you think Pew did at left tackle when you looked at it?
Yeah, I thought he did some good things. Again, he hasn't played tackle in a while. We did talked about it, like I said before. We'll give him obviously some reps out there, make sure we get him ready to go.
Would ideally you like somebody, I mean, he's said he's under 300 pounds bigger at that position.
Well, he's a pro, he's played a long time. So, he does a good job of staying in front of the guys, and he's got quick feet, and can get to the second level. He's got a lot of experience. So as long as they can do their job, Bob.
Has Zuda got a shot to return this year?
I don't know. Yeah. Anything else?
What as a guy who deals a lot with offense, what can be done to improve yards after catch? You know, is it guys just have to break tackles, or is it?
Oh, it's a combination of everything. It's getting upfield, making a guy miss, ball placement, everything plays into it. You know, if you're beating man coverage, escaping man, if you're in zone, splitting defenders, that's about what it is.
I mean, how important is that for an offense to kind of, you know?
Yards after catch?
Yeah, I mean, just, you know, getting something out of nothing or something out of what?
Yeah, I mean, that's, you always want to stay in favorable situations. So a 5-yard pass, you know, you'd like to turn into an 8-yard gain, a 9-yard gain. First down, make it 2nd and 1. 2nd and 5, make it 1st down. It's definitely important.
Why hasn't A'shaun Robinson really played very much the last 2 games?
Yeah, we've been in a little bit less base, been playing in more nickel with the guys, and that's been the reason. But, you know, we'll work with him, maybe some different little spots here based on how we're getting played to make sure he gets in there more.
What have you seen from Jalen Hyatt? You mentioned the other day you want to play your young receivers. You want them to get some. What have you seen from him that makes you want to think he's ready for it now?
Well, I think, you know, he's fast, and he's got to play. You know, you can't. There's nothing. You can go out here and practice and do that, which is important. But you got to get some game reps and run routes against, you know, DBs that are playing in the NFL in a competitive way. I think each week he's gotten a little bit better, and there's a lot to learn when you're a young player. But he's done a good job of practicing the right way, of preparing. I think he's got some good talent, and we're going to play him.
How did Saquon come out of Sunday night? And
is there
motivation to get him to be more than a limited participant in practice, or do you think that's kind of the way this thing is going?
No, I'd say right now we're going to make sure he gets to the games the way we need to make sure he gets to the games. He'll be a limited guy today, but he'll do stuff. I'd say the ankle wasn't any worse off, just natural bumps and bruises from not having played for a while. So I'd say he's in a good spot.
What did he give you Sunday maybe that you hadn't had in previous
week? Big play runs.
Yeah. Does that allow you to be more balanced as an offense too?
Well, yeah. I mean, like I said, it wasn't – I mean, we were – I don't know how many carries it was for not many yards. But, again, if you're able to stick with it based on how the game's being played – he gave you some big runs that you know, skip 2 or 3 third downs when you get, you know, 25-yard runs. That's important.
I guess my question is, when you have him, does it stick
when
to
have him? Are we,
does it make it easier to say we're going to stick with this?
Well, yeah, I mean, it depends on the situation of the game too, based on the score. But I mean, when you give him the ball, again, he didn't have many yards there at first, but the game was competitive. The control of the game was good. And, you know, he made some, and I'd say the line block, some of those long ones, there was some good sized holes.
Did Jalen what took so long? I mean, he's been fast since he got here.
Yeah. I mean, you're a rookie. It's a hard position to play receiver. I coached it for 6 years. There wasn't many rookie receivers that I've had that have played right away. Deion Branch comes to mind, one of them. But it's a learning experience when you're a young receiver. There's a lot of different things that happen that maybe didn't happen to him in college relative to whether it's press coverage, certain adjustments, things like that. And that happens for most. I mean, the position when I coach receivers, you know, it takes a little bit of time for younger players. So, again, he's a young guy that's, you know, still learning, and, you know, he'll get some opportunities.
You mentioned make any changes to your offensive play calling, right?
No.
You mentioned the physicality part of it for Hyatt. He's not the biggest guy. Is that one of the biggest challenges you think for him personally?
No, I just think just as coaching the receivers, it's really everything in this league. It's the whether it's press coverage, the disguises that you're getting, the verbiage that you're hearing. There's so many things that go into it for a young player, for a receiver. And I dealt it firsthand when I coached him for, you know, 6 years or whatever it was. It's a challenge, and every spot is challenging coming from college to the pros. But, you know, receivers, there's a lot. Just the play calls, too, in the huddle are a little bit different. So not much different than the younger guys that I've been around. You know, we'll just keep bringing them along.
Is the plan to bring Cager back on the practice squad?
Yeah, we'll see how that goes. Yep.
What do you think Leonard Williams said he wanted to talk to younger players in particular about? The season isn't over.
Sure.
Do you know if he addressed the team at all like that? Or?
Yeah, I'd say that's probably the locker room conversation, something to ask Leo. Our focus is on this week, and you know, got a good division team coming in. That's 3-3. They just won their last game against Atlanta, a close one. Had a close one against Arizona the first game. They were close one against Denver, took Philly to overtime. You know, the Chicago game was what it was, and the Bills game, but you know, they're doing a good job. They're 3-3 and coming off a win.
Is it a hard sell to convince guys that everything's still available to you? And
no, we just focus on the stuff that we can control, and that's where our focus is.
Do you regret letting the Gates out of the building?
Yeah, things happen every year, so you never, you know, get everybody back. That's the nature of the NFL, free agency, stuff like that. So Nick's a good player, tough guy. Appreciated his time here, and he's doing a good job there.
Sam Howell, what are your thoughts on Sam Howell?
Yeah, well, they throw it a lot. You know, they drop back and pass a lot, and he slings it. He's not afraid to turn it loose, stands in the pocket, has a good arm. You know, he's not afraid to fire it. So he's a tough competitor, liked him coming out, and he's done a good job there.
And what's so challenging about the Commanders' defensive front?
Well, it's four good first-rounders up there. They've been together for a while. Coach Del Rio does a good job, played them a bunch since I've been here or at Buffalo. You know, talented two guys from Bama inside that are talented, and the edge players are top-notch players. So they get pressure with four, cover with seven, and they'll mix in pressures. You know, they certainly did against us the last couple games, so good team.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.